chapters 4 and 5 in the book of Revelation set the scene for the remainder of the book. Hitherto, we have had the apostle, we had John the Divine, speaking a message to us that he has seen in vision. Now then, it is not an easy book, and yet it has a lovely message. And it can be, and is a very involved book. So I ask you to be patient with me as I endeavour to explain it. Chapters 4 and 5 are important. And if we miss the thrust of these two chapters, I doubt if really we are able to grasp fully the remainder. Now the problem is this, that rightly I should take 4 and 5 together, and it's going to be difficult even to try to do that, but we must try and contain it in our minds as we spend maybe a couple of weeks on them, or more. There is a theme there. Now then, this is the thrust of it. We'll have a mention of the throne, and from this throne rules the will of God. And if we can bear in mind the centrality of the majesty and the radiance of the Godhead and of the throne and the Lamb and the Spirit represented here as well, that if we can bear that in mind, and from that there is that centre little circle and larger circles increasing in size, until ultimately you come to the universe. And from this central point is absolute, supreme, and perfect rule and reign from that. Now that's the picture that we have. And I'm putting it in that simple form because I think it helps us. It helps us in the complicated verses that we have. That's chapters 4 and 5. Now we're going to jump about a little. If I had a board here, I could draw circles perfectly. I'd have these circles and little verses on the side. So to imagine it. In the centre, the very centre, is the Father. And before long, he's joined with the Son. Chapter 4, verse 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Now, note the difference at the beginning with. Now, capital S there, Spirit. That before he saw in vision the messages of Christ. And you can see in vision without necessarily being in spirit. He will also have visions here as well. But he is lifted now into a particular dimension, and John is in the spirit. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And we have to look at that now in the sense that we see there the Father, representative of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, can you see how important doctrine is and how helpful? If you recall now the Sabbath mornings, last two, I've introduced the teaching of the Trinity in order to help us to understand what it means when the Bible says that in the Lord Jesus Christ, in him, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. To understand that, whatever can it mean? If then we have a clear picture of the Godhead as the divine being, the absolute, the divine being, he is a spirit, he is personal, he is perfect, his attributes and himself are as one. He is a great mysterious being. And he dwells in three modes. And to help us with that, three forms: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These are names that we have. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are names given in Scripture. And the fullness of the Godhead dwells in absolute perfection, not in three parts, but in absolute perfection in the Father, in the Son, and in the Spirit. And so we are able to say quite clearly and understand Scripture that if we single out now the Son, who who is the one who communicates to us, because he also has perfect deity and perfect humanity. So he is the one that links with us, so that we are told about him who comes to us and visits us, that in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that is a miracle. But what is saying really, what you are looking at now, is God the Son. The divine being dwells in him in perfection and brings us to the Godhead, represented by the Father. Usually, if we talk of the Godhead, we often refer to the Father. Now, here is the throne. And there, the center of this first circle is the Father, the God, representing the Godhead. He is there. Now then, we'll just name them just for now. That's the first circle. Then, well, that's the center. Then the first circle around the center is verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. Now, those two, diamonds. We leave it like that for a moment, just name them. Jasper, and then the second one, sardine, or sardius, we should say. Then the next one is a rainbow. These are the circles. We'll come to them in a minute again. So what we have, the first circle is a diamond, a sardius, and then a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. So those three so far, diamond, sardius, red, then a rainbow with the predominant colour being an emerald kind of green. So we have those colours. Beautiful. When you think of this now, remember it's figurative, but it's very beautiful. So around the Father are these sparkling colours and radiance. Diamond, sardius, red, and then rainbow with a predominance of green. And then in verse 6, and before the Spirit there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now, I want you to hold that little word beast in little brackets. It's not really, you know, it's not a translation there, a problem there for you. But you can see there is a reference to all the qualities that they have found also in the Old Testament. And I'll bring the references to that next week, God willing. And you can see that they're exactly the same. And they are called the four living ones, a high order of angels, not animals. It is a tremendous help. And then the fifth one are the,
now, I'll read you the
in
verse six. To this in different aspects of the next few weeks, God willing.
No, I've read
I'm
that, haven't
I? Chapter 6 of Romans, and
verse
1,
beast full of eyes before,
and the end of
and
verse
the first
7.
Beast was like a lion. I don't want to go to that part now. And then in chapter 4, verse 4 again, go back a little.
Yes, the end of verse 7.
Look at the order again, but this is the order you must have
them.
And round about the throne were 24 seats.
What shall we say then? Remember what
you've been
saying.
And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns.
But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So where there seemed to
and
be
then
a
the
great
next
deal
one,
of sin, it seemed to
next
need
circle,
more grace.
Angels,
that our sin hath reigned unto death,
five,
even so
four.
My grace reigned through righteousness unto
eternal
life by
Jesus Christ. And one of the
elders
said unto me, weep not, then behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David,
here.
Hath prevailed to
in
open book and to loose
and
the
seven.
Oh, I missed it.
Now, what
verse
he has
11,
been doing,
my writing, verse 11.
He has been
and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels
of
round about
faith.
The throne, and the beast and the
and
elders.
It'll take
and the number of them was 10,000
times
10,000, and thousands
by faith.
Of thousands.
That is
angels
why
being
we want
created
off,
beings,
why we have all
messengers.
I'm only giving a strange attitude sometimes, because we haven't understood
then,
justification
seven,
by faith.
I think
he continues
16,
with it in chapter
yeah,
8.
In the same chapter.
Now, chapter 6 and 7 deal with two particular things. They are not unrelated,
now, verse
justification 13. By faith. They are matters that arise.
And every creature which is in heaven
is not
and
as
on
if
the earth
forgetting what he's talking
and under
about.
The earth
they are matters
and
that
such
arise.
As are in the sea
and, he
and all that
them.
Are in them
and in
heard
chapter eight,
I saying
then he
blessing
goes on, you
and
see,
honour
which if
and
you
glory
think of the beginning of chapter 5
be unto
therefore
him
being justified by faith we have peace with God
and
through our Lord
Lamb
Jesus Christ
forever
it fits. There is therefore
ever.
Now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus.
Those are scriptural references for
you. Well, what are chapter 6 and 7 doing
here?
Well,
they
are important.
In the centre,
they are
the Godhead
vital.
Represented
they are
by
vital.
The Father.
And
the
can
throne.
Be a great comfort.
Here we are thinking mainly of
now,
a throne
let me
as
just
a place
you
of authority.
Touching on
and what we are really saying is, He
the first
rules.
Part of Romans then continues
he
like
reigns.
That. Now there is
God
one thing
is
I
sovereign.
Must learn.
Now that's the message of the
I'm
two
saying,
chapters.
I know.
And then we
I
come then
to
show that we must understand that the presence of God has
learn.
Beauty and majesty and
a
glory.
Hard lesson.
So the first circle,
that we are
diamond,
sinful by nature.
Second, red.
We're nasty.
Bright red.
We're nasty.
The third,
things.
Rainbow.
That's
the predominance
what we are by
of
nature.
Color.
Yes, we can be nice. We
all
can be sweet.
Meanings.
We can be lovely when we
and
like.
And the fourth, the
we can
cherubim,
be accommodating and
call them,
when we like.
The living ones. A high
but
order
we are
of angels.
Terribly selfish.
Five.
And our love
the 24
for ourselves
elders,
is incredible.
Six. The host of angels, created beings. And
we
seven.
No idea
the total
how to love
universe.
God, or how
and
to love our neighbour.
That ever can
self-love
be and which
and
is.
I want and I must
and
have.
They have a song
this is how I live.
All
and
them,
I will decide
all
the kind of Christianity I have.
In the direction
in a little
of God. We look at them
and
as
anyone
if
else
this way.
Try and tell me, even the Bible
God,
must not interfere with my ideas of Christianity.
And when you think
that's
how easily men and women
and
blaspheme
we do that because we
and
want
use the name of God
in that
vain,
allows us to sin.
How very, very far
that's why we have this kind
of
understanding, neo-evangelicalism
of
today
of God,
that allows
of this
us to sin.
Being
and we always want to sin.
Who creates
because we are sinful by
all
nature.
His creation.
Now I'm saying this and stressing it because
and
until
we
understand chapter 1, read it and read it, a dreadful chapter.
It is. Are we able to describe
read
it as a fraction?
And read it
even
until we
know
understand
about these
that the potential of anything
even as hardly coming
is in
into
my
decimal
heart.
Points. And
anything.
Yet the total
the potential of anything
is his
is
creation.
In our
and everything.
So you're saying, oh, that
lives,
terrible person
moves,
that did those dreadful things.
Existence
we can be
by this
murderous
throne,
in our minds.
The will.
We can slaughter in our thoughts.
So that's where
the potential
he's
taking of anything.
It's quite
is in
a vision now he's
taken
up in the spirit.
Until we understand
then,
this,
there's a reference
we will
to
never
in chapter 4,
fully
verses
appreciate
5 and 6.
The majesty, the expanse,
and
the wonder,
the, throne,
the depth,
now,
the glory
you're just,
of
how
justification
you're how we can
by
keep
faith.
This picture in our
listen,
mind.
Now, I've just
think of
verses
these ever-increasing circles
323,
in their radiance and
all
their authority
sin,
and their
all,
submission
and
to
what's
God
happened? Even the nice
and the
ones, even the lovely ones,
all.
For all have sinned.
We can remember them
and
all.
Have come short.
That's not all easy. That's easy to remember quickly
the
sequence. But they are there.
Oh God!
And also there
so
are
the
other
nicest
details
life,
now
the most religious
to
life, the dirtiest life, the most wayward life. All of us
verses
must have a radical work of grace. There's no such
and
thing as a person be nearly saved before he was saved.
And
we are sinful by nature.
Now we have a vivid picture. Now, not
and
only
yet,
do we see
this is the
epistle. Radiance,
in chapter 4, verses 24 and 25,
and universal
which I look at quite often, I'll read them to you. The
but
verses,
there is a sound, a thundering and a rumbling of the
we
the
believe
might
on him
of God.
That raised of Jesus our Lord
and
from the dead,
seven
who was delivered
of
for our offenses, who was raised
throne,
again for our justification. Here he is, he's unfolding this great teaching there, and he's saying, look, he said,
then,
why did he die there? I look at him
have,
who
seventh,
was delivered to this world,
then,
sent to this world, sent to Calvary. Why? Because
sorry,
he had to do something
six,
for offensive people, for people
and
that
I beheld
offended
and
God.
In the midst of the throne and of the four
offensive.
Beasts, that is the living ones,
I'm an offense
and
in the sight
of
God.
The elders,
you're an offense
a lamb,
in the sight
as
of God.
It had been slain,
when the grace of God is
seven
not there.
Horns,
we are offensive.
Seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of
so
God.
So if you're still in your sin and you're just playing about with the knowledge
the
of Christianity,
so
I tell you now, straight,
son,
you are an offense.
He is placed there.
You offend God.
The position is this: the Lamb. Where is the Lamb?
You offend and say, "Ah, oh, well, I won't listen to that again." Well, very well. That is your eternal destiny, and that is your privilege, and that is our human responsibility.
Later on, in verse 7,
for our offences, and was raised again for our justification.
Out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
It calls for them,
and also in 21,
for us to recognise
that the Lamb, the Son of God, takes
in what God has done for a soul is the vital thing.
Between the
and he's done it in his Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for our sin. Study it, dwell on it, meditate it, think on it, be immersed in it, and see that there only is it possible for an unworthy person to be made worthy, for an offensive person to become inoffensive, and to be forgiven in the sight of God. Now, we've looked at that many times,
not in words. But in some kind of big, on some big canvas.
He was punished in our stead. Therefore, in chapter 5, verse 1, we have, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Once our faith is in Christ and our sins are forgiven, and we sang that beautiful and that glorious hymn, Fountain of Never Ceasing Grace, thy saints exhaust this theme, great object of immortal praise, essentially supreme. We bless thee. For the glorious truth, thine incarnation gives, thy righteousness, which grace,
a tremendous scene,
which grace imputes.
A tremendous
scene. Now then,
and this is only
alone
symbol.
Receives.
The reality,
thy righteousness, thy forgiveness, and thy purity, which grace puts, imputes on me, and faith receives. Grace gives, faith receives, and faith is a gift from God. Are you saved on that level? Then if you are not saved on that level, at this moment you are still headlong for hell.
And of God,
be clear on it. Don't run away from it. Be clear on it. Then I ask you, is there a desire then that you might be truly a child of grace?
Just a little.
Now then, let us then examine what are the expectations of grace in our lives. We come then to a problem that is posed by the apostle. There are people coming along. We have them today, we have them then, we have them in every age.
Most precious.
They had different titles at the time of John Calvin. They were called the libertines.
Crystal.
People who took liberty.
Now, that's our scene. That's
they said that they knew God, they give you every answer, they had excellent memories, so they could even boast of certain experiences, they could say all sorts of things, and yet their lives,
ever increasing
in their
circles,
mind,
which we, each one will have
and
a
the motives of their
now,
heart,
more to say on each one, there we are, until ultimately we come to the outside
the
circle, which
a
is everything, the universe, the totality
the words
of all,
they said they
and the glorify.
That's what you're saying. I've
God
got that problem.
And worship.
I see it everywhere. Him. And some people are saying, "Well, now look,
then,
Paul, you're giving a terrific teaching of justification by faith.
The diamond.
Let's give God the privilege. He loves to give us grace. Then let us sin more, so that he may give us more grace, that grace may abound. And then when he's given us more grace, let us sin more, that more grace may abound. And so in the end, the more I sin, the more grace I've had. And won't that make me a terrific person?" And he says, from the bottom of his heart, from the depths of his being, God forbid. That is absolute nonsense. It is absolute rubbish.
Isaiah's,
it means that that person has
God
no idea of what the work of grace is about.
And there,
so
the
that's why he's
digressing. Here they come again.
He's correcting.
They sing, "Holy, holy,
something
holy,
that they were
Lord
concluding. Because justification by faith can give you almost that feeling. All right,
remember?
I'm saved.
He
my
said,
sins are forgiven. I know I've got a place in heaven,
I've had
so I can relax now.
You know, today,
the conviction of sin is over.
Of God,
all is well. I can relax now.
Well,
but they are forgetting.
Ten a penny, where people have
these once we come to a knowledge of the grace of God, the saving knowledge,
of
saving
God
faith,
and it makes you wonder
there
whether
is
it's merely something subjective that they've
union
gone through, rather than an outward visitation of God dealing with them. Because surely this, if there was an intense presence of God in this room,
this morning,
in the way that we're thinking of, only a tiny, tiny decimal point, then we would be floored, maybe physically as well, and into silence.
The
and
knowledge
all
I
and
have
and
the understanding of the forgiveness of sins was really of the grace of God.
With trembling joy and
really
fear
of the grace of
for the rest of our lives.
The great evidence,
said,
union,
for I am undone
in Christ.
in and dwell amongst the people of
Now he deals with that. Now here
I
introduce the subject
world.
This morning.
And we
let us begin with the condemnation of sin.
As fallen
the Christian
human
is to be a godly person. Every one of us
here say, well, yes, we are redeemed by the grace of God, but when we are faced with the reality of the holiness of God,
now,
it makes us feel so terribly
unworthy. Don't mistake me when I say, the word
we
evangelical has a great meaning. If by evangelical we mean
people,
a person who has been saved by the grace of God and is living by, to the glory of God. But there is a kind of an evangelicalism as well.
But I do
that where we say the right things and we know the right things, but we don't want to go all the way. But there are no options.
Of God. God fearing
there are no options.
People that we dare
at
not
all.
Offend him, that we take him seriously.
We
do not fool about
person.
With him or with his people.
There
with
is
the
to
church,
be
or anything to do
no
with
compromise.
Him. We fear God.
There is to be no appearance
his
of
holiness.
Evil.
Holiness.
There
then
is to be no contradiction
Sardius,
that others may think otherwise of us.
Would be symbolic.
In a sense, it gives
God's
a frightening picture, but we are forgetting something. We might say, well, Lord, I can understand the necessity
judge.
Of that if I'm united with Christ. But how? How can I, well, now I'm justified by faith
assessor.
In Jesus Christ, my sins are forgiven. But you
we
tell me that the evidence in me has to be a godly life, but I'm still me. How can I live a godly life, knowing the motives of my heart, knowing the emptiness of my mind, knowing the desires I have? How can I be that? I desire to be that.
And we sometimes get a little bit frightened.
If you are really serious about the Christian faith, if you really want to go to heaven, if that is your desire, then I'll show you then what the great evidence is
of the person
might take
of God. And knowing this, that his judgment.
Verse 2 says, God forbid, how shall we,
there will be no one in hell,
live any longer?
Should not be there. There will be no one in heaven. Who should not be there?
The possibility
and
that we
so
should live
able
in
to
the
say,
well,
whatever our interpretation
thought,
and understanding
on the one hand, I can
and
say,
reaction
I
to the teachings of predestination, that
the death
is
and the merit of the death of
God,
Christ,
the
but I'm going on as I was.
From the throne,
it is just a
then
dreadful thing. It's an ugly thing. It's an unclean thing. And it makes
judgment.
A mockery of the cruelest and the kindness
head.
And the kindness and the most beautiful,
it
the most wonderful,
into
the most
error.
Dreadful of death.
It cannot
all
be
that together.
And so we rest.
It makes a mockery of it if we just go
abilities.
Skipping along
there.
In our silly little ways.
Verses
as if we could take the advantage of him and go on as we were. We are united with Christ.
Oh, is it far?
Let me show you.
Well, we
what
leave that.
Has
I'm
happened.
Just take it as that.
Well, we can say, I know my
then,
sins are forgiven. I know I have peace
well
with God.
That,
I know
we come to the,
all right.
The rainbow.
What has happened?
And what
to
does
me?
That symbolize?
As a person,
now,
what has happened to me? What has happened to
we
you?
We have to work it out.
In the Bible,
the
there is reference
come,
to the old man.
Was it not as a
and
promise
the new
of God?
Man.
To
now,
his
who
saints?
Is the old man?
To Noah. Do you remember
the
world had been drowned?
Is
men
the
so wicked,
essence of my
a wickedness
being.
That
he's me.
It stank in the nostrils of God.
He's you.
I sometimes wonder if
he's
we're approaching
the
a time like
center
that.
Center of me.
It's not just, you know, there are times, aren't
he's
there,
the one who's behind my
like
thinking.
Like Sodom and Gomorrah,
that in my
there
heart.
Was a punishment in this life.
The old man.
That we are living in. There's sometimes
and the old man before,
God,
he's
before
a Christian,
the day of judgment,
just
when
loves sin.
Particular
has a certain amount of
sin.
Conscience, as all
one
human beings have.
Other city
is that
as well,
absolutely dreadful.
That God did
but
have mercy
is sinful
upon her,
by nature.
But it, she was his attention
and
was
nothing wrong.
Because of wickedness.
He doesn't
and that
even
was
mind having a little religion sometimes.
And yes,
sometimes
there,
he opposes
there was
religion.
Mercy
sometimes
to
he supports religion. It's a matter
but
of preferences with him.
Wickedness
but the old man still allows a body to live as it likes. All
a
that makes up
is a promise.
The human body with all its emotions and its thinking
color
and the activities of our body in every
can
part
be symbolic of,
us.
Of peace.
But when
and
we become a Christian,
and here we have
the
God
old
now,
man
in his glorious
is crucified
redemption
with Christ.
Plans
you see, Paul is not playing, and I don't want any of us to play about
so
either.
So we see now, first of all, what
the
I
old
see,
man is crucified with Christ. So what we are saying here, when I'm united with Christ, in one sense, although I do not make any contribution to the atonement, that is Christ alone, yet there is a sense
I died with him.
From the Genesis to Revelation.
I was buried
the
with
one
him.
Important utterance.
I was raised with him.
But the one
there
vital
is that element,
to him.
Such as a radical change in a Christian. That's why we are disturbing people. That's why a ministry
and
like
nothing,
that can be not,
not
popular or loved very deeply. It can have the opposite effect. Why? Because we are talking here, we are ripping you from the jaws of hell. We are grasping you from the hold of Satan. We are telling you, this is a way, and this is godliness. Now the old man is crucified with Christ. Now where am I? Well, I'm still here. I'm still here. Now, is the essence of your being, has it disappeared then? No, a radical change has taken place. It has become new.
Then the elders.
Are you new? Are you new? Are you new? Are you new?
And the first beast. Now, I should have got you the references, but I'll do it next time.
I myself.
The first beast was like a lion.
I'm a new man.
And the second beast like a calf.
I am
the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
And
the four beasts
no longer
each of them six wings
can have dominion over me.
Even in the
now
Isaiah
that's a great
one,
statement, you know.
How they had these,
sin,
these wings.
It's all here. Can no longer have dominion over me.
Within,
I myself am already in Christ.
Holy, holy, holy,
I am seated
Lord
in the
God
heavenly
Almighty,
places. That's where I am.
And
why?
Is,
because the old man has
so
been crucified. I am a new man in Christ.
They sing that song.
That's me.
And when
the
beasts give glory, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and
they
ever.
They are touched by the grace of God.
The 24
sin
elders
doesn't actually rule anymore there, but has a tremendous influence. So my battle now is this body of sin and this new me in Christ. And it is
the
degree that I have victory in my body, that is my growth and my progression in sanctification.
Same abilities.
That's the battle.
So these, you think of archangels.
No, you're not. That's so many of us as we're baptized into Christ, Jesus Christ,
and
verse 3, we're baptized into his death.
And we know Satan.
That is, I died there. Therefore, we are buried with him, and by baptism into death, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Then, look at verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Now, something has happened here. I'll explain more as I go along.
Now, these
now we're saved. Sins are forgiven. But what about me, the essence of my being? Well, me, the essence of my being, died with him.
They are still servants.
Died with
him. Created beings.
And sin
have never known
the silent sins. Can
for
no longer have dominion over
they
me.
Have never appreciated the
essence of my
as
being.
We appreciate the mercy
but
in the emerald green. For they have never
in
been
this
in that situation. Neither have they shared with God the Son,
so
who took
I
on the form of a servant. Yet they are created
the
beings
of God.
Of a high heavenly
God,
order.
So that in every part
now, the
of
elders
my being,
and the living
that
one has
new creature,
in
where
common.
The old man is crucified and has died of sin, now he is new, without loss of identity,
now,
it is still you, without loss of identity, the new me,
right,
the same
say,
me,
holy,
the new
holy,
me,
Lord,
made
God Almighty,
new,
which was and is and is to
now
come.
Begins to
verse
look 10, at its own
the
life.
The 24 elders fall down before him.
Wrong.
And sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, now what do they say? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Now, the next is the consideration of grace, the man of grace.
Endeavouring to
it
give
is important that we should know our rights. Now, that's
what goes on there in heaven.
When you think of it,
so we've had now
everywhere you're here,
the brilliance
we know
of the holiness of God
rights.
Surrounding the
we
throne,
know our
the Father representing the Godhead.
I heard somebody telling me in another part,
we have the Son,
a few
the
weeks
red
ago,
one.
how which difficult it was with a new class of children.
Absolute church.
Were particularly rowdy and naughty.
Rainbow,
and one of them
emerald
said,
with
we know
the green
our
predominance there. The mercy of God and the gospel. Now we
have
we the living ones.
And
here now we're
coming
across angels
shout,
of a very high order.
We know our
and
rights.
Elders. Now who
not
are
not the
these
kind of
elders?
Age that we are living in. We know our rights.
The elders.
But do we know these rights?
Could be described
glorious
as the 12
rights.
Patriarchs.
God-given rights. Or the Christian
the
life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So, if I die with him as far as the essence of my being, with all his evil desires, if that is nailed to the cross, yet I am alive, then what is alive? The new me in Christ and the life of the resurrection there. We have died to sin, we have been identified in the union of Christ, and we are also identified in the resurrection life of Christ.
In front of the church, there was what they called the big seat, the seat vowel.
It's a remarkable thing, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and the body of sin, that's the body of sin, might be destroyed, that henceforth, that we should not serve sin. So now this is the picture that we've got just now.
Here we have them. Now what have they in common?
It just happened to me, that I've come to knowledge of Jesus Christ as Saviour. A radical change has taken place. And that the old man has died to sin, and the old man now transformed without loss of identity into the new man.
But that is the sum total of it. It has no beginning or ending. In a way, it is eternally there.
A new attitude.
And there in the background, in the massive, the only word we can get for God's utterances are the thunderings, as if the whole universe were shaking when he speaks. And yet there is celestial music and melody beyond anything that we can imagine or know. But it takes on intelligent
and
form.
I know now
maybe
that
I
can change.
But it takes on intelligent
that's
form
the
of communication about the
that's
holiness
not
of God, the worthiness of God.
We might say,
and the
how do I know that I
picture
can change?
That we
well,
have
the there. Body itself is not a sinful thing. It is a sin that influences it so powerfully that makes it so sinful. Now, what is this miracle of grace? This new me, then. Because of this miracle of grace that has taken place on the old man, I have died to sin, and the new man in Christ now has risen with the resurrection life of Christ, it is possible now to render ineffective the tyranny of sin in the body.
Verse 11 as well.
Oh,
and all the
to
angels
that.
Stood round about the throne.
Because
and about
there
the
is
elders
a change in our loss of identity.
You,
the old man is crucified. To this union in Christ and the new man in Christ is there. It is possible now
and
to say this, to render ineffective the tyranny of sin in my mind and in my heart and in my life. Is sin still terrorizing you? What for if you are a Christian? Then if you're not
Amen.
A Christian, then seek
blessing
this moment, the grace of God, that you might enter into this great dimension
and
of a triumphant
and
Christian life. That is what he's talking about. This digression
God
is worth having. Or else if he's still thinking, because he's died for our sin, that's all right then. I can sin more and I can have more grace.
Like
rubbish, says Paul. You haven't understood. There is a miracle of grace. The old man has died, crucified with Christ. The new man now is fashioned after our Lord and has a righteous life in it. Now then, what you have now, but I can't cope with my body. I can't cope with my mind. I can't cope with my wandering thoughts. I can't cope with that.
I think it happens.
No,
that's
true, he said, but you have the means.
Have bigger and better organs.
You are
and
new.
They show that they have good organs.
You are new.
It's all right.
And because
except,
you are new, you have a right now to call on such resources. And in a way, you can demand graciously those resources and bring them into any part of your life and insist on triumph in this body of sin.
The old way.
It's marvelous.
Blank wall there.
It's absolutely marvelous. It's exciting. Try it.
And this kind of verse.
So if you have a dorsal pulse,
becomes
you're behaving according to the tyrant of sin, pretending that he's in charge of your body still. He is not. He can influence your body. But the new man in Christ can say no to sin.
Only that. And I'm not saying it's any.
He can say no to Satan.
Buildings and so on. Yet we
come
there for holy purposes.
New. Try it.
And when we are met there for
put
a holy
it into
purpose,
action. Henceforth, we are told, we should not serve
thy dwelling
sin.
Place amongst thy people.
I was reading a book by Stuart Olliott, an excellent book on Romans.
And the organ, or whatever they have.
And I'm going to use his illustration here, because I've used up all mine on this point. And I found this a better illustration anyway.
But it would be wonderful if we could be reminded, maybe
a human being,
or something, and I don't want to do what he now, I'm just
saying, without the grace of God,
to remind
us, as living,
holiness,
as a slave in a castle, and he's kept in a deep dungeon.
Our preaching, and what we have to assist us in our
pits,
singing,
in
all
the
these things, to one end,
fearful pit.
Keep our eye
and we
on
are
the
living
divine
in this
being,
fearful pit.
Holiness.
But we are not all together. There are some little shades
and that we could spend time
of kindness and love and those things. We're not completely devoid of those things of human beings. And we see
a
rung.
Thought, isn't it?
Ten rungs of
now
ten commandments.
They
tells me I should love God and tells
theme.
Me I should love my neighbour. And
now
some,
then,
not all,
as well as
will
that.
Try and climb one or two of the rungs. But before we've climbed one or even two rungs,
I'd like
the tyrant
say,
sin,
I
who is the king of the castle, comes and drags us down and says,
I
you belong to me. Body and
so
soul,
far?
You belong to me. Your total being belongs
theme
to me. And every time I try, I'm dragged down again.
Holiness.
Then,
judgment,
in another land, there is a great
mercy,
king.
Mercy,
and
elders,
this king
living ones,
wants to
elders,
help this
angels,
poor slave.
Universe.
And so he makes
and
it possible
of
in the sight of his father
that
when he brings
like
him
that,
home,
rising
that
up,
his sins
like,
will be forgiven, and so he
and
pays a penalty, and that's the cross.
And all looking
but he
in
advances
the direction
here and says he comes
him.
For this poor slave.
And yes, the four living ones
says, what
are
can
able
I
to look
do?
In all directions as God. I know that.
This
yet their attention and their
the
worship is directed to the throne.
Out
and
of
so the center
misery.
Of all this is the throne of God. Not just as a throne,
that, do
but where we are looking at the very centrality of the divine being. And from there,
listen to the verse
permeates
again,
into everything.
Knowing this, that our old man is
God,
crucified with him,
and he is sovereign,
in order that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should
us.
Not serve sin. So what
I
must die
him,
first? Lord,
being.
Kill me, that the old man may be
life,
crucified with thee in this great act of salvation and my union with Christ, so that
that
might be dead. Yes, kill.
Of each mode or form in turn. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The tyrant comes along.
But I think of the
and
God,
sees
the divine
that
being.
We are dead to sin.
Think of my little self.
He's angry.
He is eternal.
He no longer has dominion
there
over this
the
person.
In the midst of eternity is the
he no longer has any rights to this person. He says, come on, he says, lie like you usually lie. Tell white lies, grey lies, black
time
lies, tell what you like. Indulge for the
when
sake of social things
Lord
and so on.
Savior,
come on,
Jesus
do what you
Christ
did before. Do the bad things, do the things that are not so bad.
Age.
Go on, do them. And he
like
finds
that.
He's holding something that's so
and
terribly limp,
and you know
drop in his hand.
What is going on in their minds?
I can't do anything with this.
Maybe they're saying,
dead.
I don't know. You see this, you see that.
Christian is dead. It's a sin.
There's something about him that you
the old relationship
put an age
had been
to him.
Ended by death.
And then he gave
yet
them an answer.
He
I
is
think
alive.
A very profound answer.
Listen to verse
before
6 again. Knowing
Abraham
this, that old man is crucified with him, that the
I
body
am.
Of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth
not,
we should
I
not serve sin.
Abraham.
And remember these words as
before
well.
Before Abraham was, and you can only
knowing
think
that Christ
that
being raised from
the
dead dieth no
Abraham.
More, death hath no more dominion over him.
Then I am the
now if
text,
we be dead
even.
With Christ, we believe that we shall also live with
is.
Him. Yes, is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Now, yes, there's
that's
something else true about him as well.
And
he is also more been. Alive than he ever
there
was
can
before.
Can be nothing less than that.
In fact, I would go so far as to
it
say,
no
you
do
not begin to and live until you become a Christian and live
and
the Christian life. That is life. Nothing
is
else is life. It is
there
under
is
the tyrant sin
there.
And the end
there
of it
is
eternal
there.
Damnation.
There
so now then you might say,
there,
in this I died. I was crucified with Christ. Now then, what of this? I
yes,
but he rose again. And I also have newness
there.
Of life. What
and
is he making me? Without loss of identity,
of
the old man becomes
the
new man, but he is no longer the same.
Universe.
He is new, he's alive, and
the
sin no more hath
David,
dominion over
the
him.
The phrase I love.
Sin does not reign.
Yet he thinks.
For he that is dead.
On me.
Verse 7.
Oh.
For he that is dead
and
is
he
free from sin.
On me.
Lastly.
Then he goes on.
The commendation
in the next
of holiness.
Chapter, in chapter 5.
We're still going on with the illustration. We now walk.
And just
we are dead to the
verses.
Old ways, dead to the tyrant. We are under a new king.
And this scroll.
We're alive to
I've
him.
Got to go this far, you see. This
we're alive to him.
Represents God's
But we are still
plan.
In this body of sin. Now
so
then,
far,
we must be careful here.
The,
sin doesn't reign over the body.
Who can describe it right?
But has tremendous influence over the body. The mind.
And yet, maybe by the Spirit,
the heart,
we too can have a glimpse of something of the
Now we have the
all.
Key.
Now there is a scroll.
We have the key to grace upon
so if I can
grace.
Look at these verses.
Because now we are
and
alive. The inner essence of
in
my
right
being is alive towards God. And so when the tyrant sin comes along now and he says,
and back,
ah, I see that you're dead. Ah, he says, but I still
so
see that you're on this
scroll.
Earth. I still see that you've got your body. And then he tries to bring thoughts to my mind and so
on.
Now then, we can give in. Of course we can give in. And we can live on the level of the flesh. But there's no need to. There's no need to. We are able now by the grace of God to say,
and
I have an authority to be able to say to the silent tyrant sin,
voice.
No!
Now this is what this powerful or high
Did
order angel said.
No!
Who is
I'm your master, you're not my master.
And lose the skull.
I have been killed, I am dead
and
to you. I am alive to God,
thereof.
I am alive to Christ. But you're still in your body, and
now
I can still hold your body on this earth. Yes,
and
I am
no
still in my body,
in heaven,
but even there, by the grace of
earth,
God, I can have
neither
conquest
under the earth,
after conquest.
Was able to open the book, the scroll.
Are you having
neither
trouble with unclean
thereon.
Thoughts as a Christian?
Now John speaks, and
you
I
You can have
much.
Conquest. Recognize
because
that
no
you are
man
new.
Was found worthy to open and
are
to
you
read
having
the book,
trouble with
neither to look
unfair
thereon.
And wrong
and
motive?
And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the lion
the
of the tribe of Judah, the
because
roots of David.
You can overcome all these
and
things
to loose the seven seals thereof.
If you are in
so now
Christ,
Jesus Christ is described here.
Because you can come to him
lion.
And say, I am new. I am
Christ
new.
As a lamb.
And I desire by the grace of
he
God
has the
that righteousness
lion,
might reign in my mind and my heart and my total being.
And behold and lo, in
For
the midst
thou
of
art my
of the
king,
four beasts, the living ones, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, Jesus Christ, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven
Newness
eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent
Christian
forth
people.
Unto all the earth. And he came and
Christian
took the
people.
Book, the scroll, out of the
what
right hand
like?
Of him that sat upon
we
the
argue,
throne.
We argue and we discuss
now,
and all sorts of
that
things.
What does that represent?
But we have rights with
the
God.
Meaning of the seals,
we
the
have
closed
rights.
Scroll,
we are new men.
Indicates the plan
He's bought
of
us.
God.
The tyrant sin, this master Satan, no longer has control on us.
That is, he's saying,
and even
to
the temptations of the flesh, we have the power
for mankind. What my
call on the grace of God.
Not only for mankind, for
we can also
his total plan.
And if we fail, we have given in to the flesh.
My plan
have the power
is in this scroll.
By the grace of God,
and
to
this
be conquerors in this
sealed.
World. Thou
now,
whose name is called
want a
Jesus,
little more
risen
about
Lord
the plan.
Of life and power. Oh, it
now,
is so sweet to trust thee every day and every hour.
Broken,
of thy wondrous grace I sing, Saviour, Counselor, and King.
In
thou canst keep my feet from falling. Good. Even my poor wayward
thing.
Feet. We go to
you
some strange places. Thou who
do
dost present me faultless, in thy righteousness complete.
Truth.
Lord, Jesus,
that
Lord,
the
in knowing thee,
in the Old
Lord,
Testament
strength
period,
and victory,
only
all the sin
relevance.
In me, my Saviour, thou canst conquer and subdue with thy sanctifying
Israel.
Power. There we are. Because we are new in Christ,
now
you can work with us. With thy sanctifying
there.
Power,
another
permeates my spirit through. Let
there.
Thy
another
government increase,
there.
Risen,
and here,
crowned Prince of Peace.
The Israel of God.
Thou canst keep me upward looking,
say, these
ever
are
upward
the
in thy face.
Makers.
Thou canst make me stand.
Knows this God.
Upholden by
these
the greatness of thy grace,
in my hand.
Every promise of thy word now
we
I claim
only
from thee, dear Lord. Oh, what joy to trust
as
thee,
the
Jesus.
Effect,
mighty victor
the
o'er the grave,
of God.
And to learn
Remember
amid our shadows thine unceasing power
oh,
to save.
Knew me not, he said.
Only
thou
those
not
who prove thee know
and
what
yet
the grace
he raises it and uses him for a particular
Make
purpose.
My life. Here
Similarly,
we
when we come now to
Make
the gospel
my
period,
life.
Where a
it
Jew and a Gentile
shining of thy life,
how to come
Make
to
my
the
life
knowledge
bright
of God
of
through
thy
Jesus
life.
Christ. We come through the
that all
same
may see
Saviour.
Thine own resurrection
Greek, Jew,
power
Greek, nor Gentile, Jew, nor
forth
Greek.
In me.
We're all
Ever
the same
my
in Christ.
Become
Barbarians
yet
and
more
free.
Consciously
we're there.
Thy home.
We are then the Israel of God.
Without
we are the Israel of God.
It is impossible
now,
to
that
please
doesn't
God.
Exclude that God
Without
is doing
holiness.
Something in Palestine and so on, which is relevant. But what he's
God.
Saying here is that we are learning
holiness
that we are the people of God.
Is the inevitable
in a very way.
Outcome.
We are bought,
of faith,
we are ransomed, healed, restored,
saving
forgiven.
They are inseparable now, twins.
Here is a mighty empire
and if we have a
on
faith
our rights.
That does not
another
produce
colossal system on
obedience
our left.
And holiness.
And others rising over there. And powers hard in on, beginning
faith,
to feel their feet.
As we know
and with greater populations
God,
than anybody has ever known before. And here they are rising.
Obedience.
And here is the answer. He said,
life,
they have only
make
significance
my life a bright outshining
in as far as they affect the Israel
and
of God.
Shall
the
see
church.
God.
The might of the Russian power.
Our gracious and our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee
favorable
that we can
or
come
unfavorable,
to Thee in our Saviour's name.
Persecuting
thee,
or
Lord,
favoring
to plant holy desires
is still
in
the hand of God.
Father,
and it only
there's
has
a great
relevance
deal of
in as far
to be done
as
in every
it affects
one of us, and we know it.
The children of God.
Then we ask
and
thee,
the wealth
work on
of the West,
Lord, till on my soul,
and its sliding scales economy
break for thy
has only relevance in as far as it affects the children of God. So we need not
in
be afraid if we see individuals or nations or people
Jesus
rising in might. Our greatest privilege is this. We are pilgrims. And we belong already to a colony of heaven on earth. Sometimes it is a large colony. Sometimes it is a small colony. But it is still his colony. And his banner over us is love. And let anyone go straight as well. Never mind, nations. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We belong to that. Now then, what do I mean then? That in the releasing of the executed, the execution of the unrevealed will of God, is this that now the involvement of God amongst his children, and in as far as the world is concerned, in as far as the effect of his children. So over here are my children in persecution. This group releases his plan to give them grace. In the circumstances of life, the ups and downs, this man gives providential care for the children of God in the ups and downs of this life. Why did John weep? John wept because of the possibility in this vision, in the Spirit, that this scroll might never be opened. Remember, we're speaking above time here, that it might never be opened. And that there would be no providential care, and there would be no involvement amongst the children of God under care and the protection of the surrounding of God's grace for them. So he went. Then they found one who is worthy. But he is not a lamb that has been slain. It is because of his willingness to be the redeemer of mankind. He is worthy to set loose. That's the picture that we have there. And you see, this still bears out what we are really still saying. We're back to the throne. He reigns in holiness, in judgment, in redemption. The elders are his and worship. The living ones are his and worship. The hosts of angels, 10,000 times 10,000, 10,000 times 10,000, 10,000 times 10,000, they worship him. And then the universe and everything that is have in the end ultimately acclaimed scroll is a plan of God. He rules, He wills, and the perfect decrees of God are set forth. So that is what he is learning, something of the pattern of what's going on in heaven, and in eternity, and it's involved here, and our place in all this. We're on that outer circle, but the wonderful thing is this, that He reigns in the outer circles. He rules there, and His providential care reaches our lives. He thinketh of me. Shall we pray? Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to Thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we recognize, O God, how involved this book is, and yet it was written for Christians in all ages, some educated, some with no hope of education. And yet the Spirit can give us understanding, and the sum total of it is this, O Lord, the wonder of what Thou hast, and the glory of Thy person, the greatness of this God. The attitude of our hearts,
and now
be
with
so
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God,
sake.
And the
Amen.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all forevermore. Amen.